there was an old lady that lived down here, and there was another old couple that lived down below that lived all near Model or somewhere in Stewart County, and they had to move. And of course, I'm not too familiar with that type of thing, you know, but they had their homes and their farms and all. It had been bought out.
So all that, that's the land between the lakes, is just...
Just the way I understand a camping area, you know, just there's nothing there. I mean, I've never been there, but different ones that's been there talk like you don't see very much of anything except it's just land between the lakes. And they bought out everybody that owned it, and everybody had to move out. And I know different ones would talk about the old houses and things that were just left, you know, maybe. But I'm not too familiar with all that, because we haven't actually had anything like that to really happen right here, you know, except this steam plant now, this Cumberland City steam plant. I guess they did buy out some people that where they built that, but it's mostly right down there on that Cumberland River, you see. So I don't know much about that, because as far as the Grasses Creek community, it's still just about like it was as far as the land is concerned. The same people own the same land almost that they did when I lived there. So nobody sailed too much out there. Everybody stays.
Yeah. I'd like to get an idea of what the house you grew up in looks like. Sort of a floor plan of it. If you could sort of draw a floor plan. I just
want to
see.
Well, it's real simple.
What direction is it facing, first of all?
I don't know my directions that well. I really don't.
Did you just sort of take a guess at it?
Well, let's see. Just a minute.
I believe it's facing south because
because the reason I remember, we'd go out on the back porch, and it seems that we'd always see those northern lights, they call them, you know, it's in the sky, and the sun would come up at the end of the house. So I believe it would be facing south then, and it's just a really one of these houses that has the long front porch, and it just has a closed-in hall in the middle, and here's the, well, which is the living and bedroom combined. I mean, see, we just need to have much space.
What'd you call it?
We call it the house.
Yeah, we call it the house.
This is what the girl at work laughs at me about. The front door was right here. And this was a window right there. And a window right there. And a window there in that room. And well, a window there, I believe. And then off of this room, there was the kitchen like that. And then the back porch was about like that. And of course, a door went out on the back porch.
Really?
And the kitchen.
This
is the long front porch. And this was a bedroom, living room combined, which we just called it the house now. As we was going up, if we said go in the house, we meant go in that room there.
That's the south.
That would
south, west.
That's right. And then this was the hallway. And this was another room, a bedroom or something. Every room was a bedroom that wasn't the kitchen then, because there was that many children. And so we just called this the house, and this was the other room, actually.
That's directly across in from the house.
And here was
southwest.
Here's the steps in the hallway. Went upstairs, and then upstairs there was a room over this room, and this room, which was one of these just.